Ja sitten vielä pukiloi apuja totta kai. Okay, so much for the music. Let's get this thing underway. So, this is Privateer shoutcasting the grand final of the 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup, hosted cup. And the final match is Skin versus Sky. We're currently waiting for the players to get on the server and sort themselves out. Currently we have sort of mixed team lineups in the server. Sky players Hitman, Teufeld and Linkblade are already on the server, and Skin players Malcolm, Mr. C and Vulture are here. Half of the players are already clicked, so we're just waiting for the two players. I hope they don't click before they manage to sort the team, so that we get to avoid any useless restarts here. UTV is also up. So good job there, at least no UTV crashes at the moment, but we're yet to start the match in the first place. Let's just hope that we don't get any pointless crashes during this shoutcast or UTV transmission. Currently we're in Riven, waiting for the round one. I'm not sure if Riven is going to be the first map to be played. Let's just check the IRC negotiations and see what's the case. Gasher is just announcing the maps. The maps are Arctic, Riven, Conclave, Crossfire, Crossfire, Torland, Torland, and Conclave. So it's gonna be Crossfire 2 times, Conclave 2 times, and Torland twice. And 1 times Arctic and Riven. So those are the 8 maps that are played tonight. If needed, then we're gonna go to the Decider map, which was seen in the Fat vs. Lieb bronze medal match, which was a 3-hour thriller. Let's hope this is not gonna. This won't be a 3-hour thriller, because that match caused my throat to be extremely sore the next following morning, and guys at work were just laughing their ass off. So let's hope that this will be at max 2 hours and 59 minutes, and not the full 3 hours. So there is actually Riven in the map list, but I'm not sure if they're gonna start with it. Still no negotiations happening in the server or in the IRC. But let's just wait a sec. It's 8 p.m. CET now, so I'm not gonna play any more music, because I'm pretty sure that as soon as I change some music on, they're gonna start playing, and then I'm gonna shoutcast while music on, and nobody's gonna hear anything. So the first round is obviously going to be Arctic Stronghold, Clan-based edition with X-like link setup. I'm not sure if I remember what was the situation in the semifinals. Were there any Arctic Stronghold rounds played? And if so, who was the winner? I remember Lieb beat someone in one round in Arctic Stronghold, but I can't remember who it was. Was it Skin? I'm pretty sure it was. Oh, goddamn, I have my current funny nick going on. Gasher, please. Okay, now my name is correct. It's not Matti Enzio, it's anymore. It's Shoutcaster. That's much better. So far no one's ready yet, so I'm gonna just have a quick visit in IRC. Yeah, thanks. Just getting confirmation in IRC that Lieb indeed raped Skin in Arctic Stronghold, but yet they lost the match. That was the only map they won. But let's see that if Skin has improved their skills and their team play in Arctic Stronghold, so they won't lose against Sky. So this is indeed the grand final of the cup. It's the very last game. There's no bronze medal matches or any other official wars played after this one. After this war, many people consider Onslaught to be dead, but it's far from dead if you're just willing to play some fun Onslaught with Onslaught clans. I'm for one very willing to play some fun Onslaught matches whenever I have enough time. So still, Teufeld, Hitman and Linkblade are the Arctic Stronghold Sky lineup, and Guru, Mr. C, and Vulture are the skin lineup for Arctic Stronghold. Guru, Mr. C, Dangerous Duo, so watch out for them. Crap, I did. Yeah, just check if I have my spectate speed settings and inputs all set. Indeed. Vulture and Guru are already clicked. Four players remaining, and we get round one of the grand final underway in Arctic Stronghold. God damn, the first round haven't even started and we already topped the last match peak limit, which was 24 listeners, and now currently we have 25, so just like Eddie Murphy says, get the fuck out of here! Yeah, thanks Apophis. Apophis just reminded me to spam around the 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup video, which was a very entertaining video done by Apophis. Just visit the 3-on-3 Cup, hosted cup page in Clanbase, and you get the link to download the video. There's HDTV quality and low quality available. The low quality is also a pretty good quality. Meanwhile, we get the match underway finally. Sorry, just having a quick visit in IRC, and they already clicked ready. That was fast ready. So Sky starts with the two-player Manta heading for the right primary, and as usual, Mr. C is alone in the left primary of Skin. He takes the turret, he gets the node fully boosted, and Link Blade is there with Manta. Let's see who's gonna be there. I'm pretty sure Mr. C is gonna rape the Manta. Yeah, indeed he does. Link Blade is there against Mr. C and Vulture with the Raptor. Vulture is sure as hell gonna beat the crap out of him. Yeah, nope, it's Mr. C with the shock primary, and Skin saves the left primary for now. Left primary is still up, and middle node is neutral. Skin already rushes heavy rush through the right side. They have the Sky's left primary down, and they're already attacking the right primary. The right primary is currently under attack, but they cleared up Toyfeld and who's that guy? Drive a little fast, slower with the Manta so I can catch you. It's Link Blade. Link Blade clears out the node. So there was a quick rush from Skin. Let's just hope that they can maintain this pace. Sky is pushing heavily indeed. Link Blade fails to get down the primary. Meanwhile, Sky is in big trouble. Skin has their other primary down, and Sky is going to lose all nodes indeed. It's 1 minute and 30 seconds in the game clock, and no nodes up for Sky. Sky's both primaries are down. One of the nodes is going up for Skin. And indeed, it's Foreskin, with an E. I like Foreskins. Foreskins are good, especially for Onslaught. Onslaught Foreskin would be awesome. Heavy fighting going on in the right primary of Sky. Five players at the moment, if I see correctly. There is a Vulture and a Guru who clear up the right primary against two Skin guys. Nice job there. Vulture steals the Manta. Guru steals the Manta. They leave the primary to be built. That's a good bad job because Hitman is right there. He comes from the top of the hill, gets the node down again, and gets it under construction. Meanwhile, the other primary is up for Skin Team. Skin Team is doing a heavy rush on the core. Vulture and Mr. C, the Raptor and the Manta assaulting the core. Link Blade is trying to harass them with the rockets and Averils. Still, Vulture and Mr. C doing an excellent job. 53 health remaining in the Sky core when Sky finally neutralizes the situation. Sky is in big trouble here, as it's only 2 minutes and 40 seconds in the first round. Sky is desperate to get at least one of the primaries up, but not having none of it, because Vulture and Skin are neutralizing the other primaries. Mr. C stays there and has a Manta duel with Link Blade. Let's see if Mr. C is going to pull up here. I'm sure he's going to exit the Manta in some stage, because that's pointless. Unless you're like a super uber lucky guy, that's not gonna do any good. Mr. C backs off, his Manta's pretty heavily damaged. He exits the Manta, starts boosting it at the bottom of the canyon. Meanwhile, Vulture is there to back him up. Vulture takes a beautiful Averil midair shot to Link Blade. Takes out Link Blade, who's not even sitting in a Manta. Lucky Averil shot there. Vulture stays and boosts up the left primary of Sky. Let's see if he's gonna get it fully up. If so, I'm sure they're gonna do a heavy two-guy rush. Guru is already set in the primary. Yep, it's up. Guru touches the primary. Ah! Just gets harassed by Link Blade's tank shell, and Link Blade has the tank guarding up the other primary, which is currently down. Meanwhile, Somebody's already doing assault to the core. It's Vulture with a Manta. Vulture who got the primary up in the first place. Nobody's at the primary. This can be over already for Skin. Vulture shooting the flak primaries. He runs out of weapons. It's down to 15 health. Let's see. Sky is gonna get the primary down. 8, 6. Yep, 6 health remaining in the core when finally Sky gets the primary down again. But just for a second, because Guru is there already to back him up. Guru clears out the node and starts boosting it again. Meanwhile, Skin only needs to maintain some kind of neutral control over the right primary, so they don't have to even build it up. They just need to make sure that that's not going to go up and they're safe, because the other primary, which they're currently controlling, the right one, is... the left one is much more difficult to get back in control. From Skin's point of view, Guru gets it up again. This is over, ladies and gentlemen. Round one is over in under 5 minutes, because they have two guys pounding the core, and it's over. 4 minutes, 48 seconds, and a very quick 2-0 victory for Skin. Let's see if I have a quick view of the kill-death ratios in this match. 7-5 for Guru. Vulture neutral 3-3, Mr. C 5-3, Toyfeld 1-6, that was a disastrous, Hitman 4-6, Linkblade 4-5, so I have to say Toyfeld's kill-death ratio was pretty crushing, if I would say. Only one kill against 6 deaths. Meanwhile, two of the Skin players had a positive kill-death ratio, one with neutral KD, so Strong first round for Skin team. They get a 1-0 lead in the grand final. Okay, Gesher just took the wrong map voting configuration, so we're gonna restart the round. Oh no, that's definitely not the one that's gonna be played. Gesher just tries to vote for Ons Urban with the safe game and blah 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 blah. We're sure as hell not gonna play Urban 3-on-3 here. And if so, I'm out of here. I hate that map so bad. Yep, we're just restarting Riven, so round two of the final is going to be Riven 3-on-3. Indeed, let's see if both teams are gonna maintain their lineups. Hitman, Toyfeld, and... Yep. At least, let's see if they're gonna change someone, or is Linkblade just having a slow PC? Hitman and Toyfeld are staying on the server, Malcolm, Mr. C and Vulture are there, so Guru was replaced with Malcolm, and Linkblade is here with slow PC. Get a faster PC, Linkblade. You're wasting our time. So if Skin can maintain this kind of speed and strong performance, Sky is gonna have their hands full in this final, because that first Arctic round was totally different Skin from what we've seen against Leeb. Leeb just totally crushed and humiliated Skin in that one round of Arctic Stronghold, but Skin totally earned their high heels, if I should say, thanks to that performance. So while waiting the last players to get ready, just gonna have a quick view of the clan page, sorry, the clan base cup page, and see what the prizes are gonna be. So there is indeed there is a lot of money in on the line here. The winner and the second team are both gonna get some paid from this match. Let's see, it's gonna go rug out. Whoever takes the victory in the grand final will get 250 euros to be shared with the team, and the team finishing or losing the grand final and finishing second will get 175 euros. Adding to that, we have the tickets, which will be randomly picked after the cup is over. So, plenty of money to fight for. And I'm sure Skin is Sky is not gonna give anything for free for Skin. I love that for Skin. You just can't help loving it. Okay, UTV guy says that UTV is ready. We have a UTV for this one. If you're up for the IP, just have a quick visit to ut2k4.ons in QuakeNet and you get the IP over there. You can also check the ClanBase website and go to 3-on-3 hosted cup and you find IP in the TV guide. Suit yourself. Meanwhile, we're waiting to start. 3 out of 6 players are already clicked. Skin with Vulture, Malcolm and Mr. C. Sky has Hitman, Toyfield and Link Blade. Only one player remaining. Link Blade is just about to click. I'm sure he's anxious to click, but I'm sure his mom is doing something drastic. He can't click. Okay, finally we're underway. Round 2 of the Grand Final in Riven. Link Blade has a quick... takes the Raptor up very quickly, heads for the near primary. No, he doesn't go for the primary, he goes for the corner, and the Vulture is already there. Link Blade manages to touch the node. Link Blade takes a beautiful shock primary shot to the Vulture. Vulture's Raptor is down. Thank goodness Vulture didn't leave the Raptor there. That would have been a disaster. That's a much better option. Meanwhile, Hitman is boosting up the other primary. Let's see what's happening in skin. And Malcolm is boosting the other primary, and Toyfeld is there. Toyfeld manages to block the skin team from boosting up the other primary. Toyfeld currently has the initiative control over the map. Skin is going to lose the corner node. Indeed, Toyfeld is still alive over there. Meanwhile, Skin is going heavily to the middle. Skin has a tank guarding the middle. Vulture is in the tank. Malcolm is in a Manta. They're trying to clear out the middle. Meanwhile, Toyfeld is hovering on top of the tank. Gets the tank out with the Raptor. The Raptor is almost dead. He exits that just the way he should be. Hitman steals the Manta from the Skin. Skin has two guys trying to boost up the middle primary. Meanwhile, Sky manages to get the corner up. Linkblade corner is up. Sky has the initiative to go for the core. Linkblade goes for the core. A-spec, sorry, but party of the core, party of the core. Linkblade is shooting the flag primaries from close range to the core. Core is down to 74 health. 74 health indeed, and the center node is still neutral. Malcolm and Mr. C finally neutralized the corner. Skin loses 42 health from the core. They're down to 58 health in the core. Beautiful early assault from Sky Team, only 1 minute and 45 seconds in the game clock, and yet they have 42 damage done to the Skin Core. Beautiful attack by Skin Team. It shows that Skin Team was actually hibernating in that first round. Beautiful non-locking Averill shot, direct hit to Manta by Toyfeld. Toyfeld is having his fun and games in the Skin Corner. He's facing two guys, Malcolm and Mr. C with a... double shock primaries. He doesn't have a chance against those two guys. Malcolm is there to try to get the Skin corner node back up. Meanwhile, center node is going up for Skin, but Toyfeld is over there with the Raptor. He's not gonna go up because, yep, Toyfeld is still fighting with Vulture, I'm sure. Yep, Toyfeld has the 100 shield and he has, I think it's keg of health. Not sure about that, but he's having 100 shield. He has 183 health left, so unless he's doing something idiotic here, he's gonna take out Vulture. With a minigun duel, oh, Toyfeld, yep, Toyfeld sees the node in very last second. The node was going up on its own, but Toyfeld sees him and switches the flak cannon and stops the node from getting up. Vulture is trying to boost it up, but it's not going to work if somebody's shooting it with a flak. Vulture, you idiot, you're with a 1 health. Just suicide, it's not going to do any good, you're going to end up dead anyway. There's a tank shooting your head off. There we go. Vulture's head is off, it's bitten off by a tank shell. The same tank of Linkblade is shooting up the Skin, shooting down the Skin corner. Skin got the corner up for a second. They did a two-man assault and managed to get like 80% off from the Sky corner before losing the control of their own again. Malcolm and Hitman are having their own fight in Skin corner. Hitman clears out the corner, starts boosting. Yep, he starts boosting up the Sky corner node. Sorry, Skin corner node. He leaves the node because there's two guys with a shock sign, one Raptor heading their way. Toyfeld and Hitman are just doing a nice teamwork with the two Mantas in the corner. Yep, the corner is currently neutral. Hitman is trying to get it under construction, but Malcolm is doing a shock primary thingy with the corner node. It's not going to go up. Don't even sweat it. Kill the guy first, then touch the node. Meanwhile, Toyfeld and Vulture are still having their private duel. Beautiful shock primary from Toyfeld gets control for just a second in the core primary. In the center node. Vulture is there with a hellbender. Let's see what Vulture is going to do. Learn to drive, you Okay, Vulture takes the long route, comes with the Sky Mine combos. Vulture shoot the note down, that's a better option. That good job. Vulture takes out the Sky Mine combo, shoots down the center. Meanwhile, Link Blade has the center guard with the tank, so no skin player is going to be able to touch the center node before they get Raptors down. Raptor is coming towards tank, let's see what's going to happen. Vulture is sneaking behind the tower. No, Link Blade is not going to get an Eagle Eye here. The Vulture is there with the Raptor, the tank is going to be lost, yep. Two skin players are at the center node, trying to get the center. Skin is obviously trying to just harass their own corner, get the center up very, very fast, and get the closer primary of Sky team down. And if they get that down, then Sky has slightly harder work to get to the to get to skin corner quickly, because in that case you can't just spawn to the close primary and run. You have to spawn to the base or at the other end of the corner. And that gives you like extra 10 to 15 seconds of breathing space. Skin is trying to boost up the center node with two guys, Vulture and Malcolm, and trying to get the node up desperately, but nope. Here's somebody with the Raptor again. Toyfeld with the Raptor. Double kill. Raptor Plasma. That's the way to drive a Raptor. Toyfeld is trying to shoot down the node with rockets. Link Blade is there with a tank shell. Link Blade neutralizes the corner. Mr. C is behind the pillars there, trying to get the corner. He gets out, he gets Hitman's Manta, but Hitman just manages to dodge the Averill. Hitman's there with the shock primaries. Mr. C is shooting him with a minigun. Let's see he's going to win this one. It's about skin corner ownership. Ah, beautiful shock combo from Hitman. Dodges behind the two pillars, gets the shock combo running through the two pillars, and gets out Mr. C. So Hitman has the control of Mr. C. Sorry, he's not having control. Mr. C is not his boyfriend. But he has control of skin corner node. Just for a second, Mr. C is there again with shock primers. This time, Mr. C takes him out. Meanwhile, skin is... Yep, skin manages to get the middle up. Vulture sit in the paladin. Yep, Vulture gets in the paladin. Hitman is there to try to get the paladin out. At least the paladin is not going to go to the primary and harass that. We have a quick salt. Mr. C is trying to use the link primary. And Malcolm is trying to use the Manta. Who's going to get it down? Skin manages to get them down the sky. Closer primary. No, very, very beautiful assault by Skin. Strong attacks through the center area. They don't have their own corner node, but still they utilized the other way, the other links set up in the map, and they went through the center. So currently both teams have one of the enemy primaries down. Sky is currently in control of the skin corner node, and currently Skin is in control of the Sky's breach node. So let's see who's gonna... The first team that manages to get control of the enemy primary in this case will probably be the dominant team in the rest of the round. Hitman is still in the skin primary. Sorry, Mr. C is in the skin primary. Toyfeld, again, beautiful Raptor work from Toyfeld. He's probably one of the most skilled Raptor pilots I've seen. Just again and again, that guy manages to do some unbelievable shit in the Raptor. In a very last second, Toyfeld dodges away from the Paladin Plasma Shot. Ah, Vulture, that just totally humiliates Toyfeld, and gets a... shoots a Paladin Plasma straight to the ridge, and Toyfeld just backed off. Backed up again, right against the ridge, and the ridge was down. Meanwhile, Sky and Skin, both teams starting with S, that is a bitch. Sky is trying to get up, they got the near bridge primary node up. They tried to go with the two vehicles, try to get down the center before the Skin neutralizes the primary again, but they just miss. It's down like 5% of health in the center node. So if Sky team manages to get up the primary again soon, they will surely get down the center node again. Meanwhile, now Sky seems to be in a bit of a trouble here. They are currently in control of the power cores, but still the node majority is gonna go for Skin. Skin manages to get up their own primary, so currently all of a sudden we have Sky with only one primary standing, and that's not gonna stand for long because they have two guys shooting it. No, Teufel clears up the Sky corner node in this case, and they have a tank. Hitman's tank saved the day for Sky at the moment. Hitman's tank gets down the Skin corner node again, so Skin is again without the extra Raptor node, which is the corner. Meanwhile, Skin is heavily in control of the center area. They have the Paladin, they have the center node, which means they have control of the Sky bridge node, which makes life a bit harder for Sky Team than it is for Skin Team, because Skin has the chance to spawn under the bridge, they get chance to get the Manta there, they have a chance to defend their own corner node there, they have a chance to attack the Sky's near primary there, so that's a big advantage for Skin Team. Meanwhile, Sky manages to take again manages to boost up the Skin corner node just for a second. They do a quick assault to the base and they get an extra 3 health points away from the core, so 55 health remaining in the core of Skin Team. Mr. C and Vulture try to clear up the primary again. They're just boosting it with two guys. Unless somebody's going over there quickly, it's going to go up. It's going to go up. Indeed, it will be up. Skin gets the corner node up. And let's see if they're going to do a heavy assault here. At least one guy from the center node is shooting link primaries again. Malcolm there with the link primaries. Mr. C with a Raptor. They need to do a heavy assault to Skin corner to save the day here. They have two guys comboing the corner. Yep, Skin does a beautiful job. Skin has the Sky corner down. Meanwhile, Sky does not have any nodes up at all. Sky is in a big trouble here. They were in control in the early stages of the race, but they managed to get the core down to 55 health, but now they're in trouble. Teufeld is boosting up the corner. Vulture is there with the Hellbender. Teufeld picks the Raptor. Vulture takes the Skyman combo on top of the Raptor and blasts him right out of the sky. Mr. C and Vulture at the Skin end, trying to clear up the node and then start building it. Teufeld is there with the Raptor again. This time Skin and Mr. C and Vulture are shooting down with the shock primaries. So surely Skin is going to take control here. Yep, Skin is having their two guys before they end up eating a tank shell for breakfast. So, only Mr. C remaining in the core. Teufeld is there again with a Raptor. Let's see who's going to win this one. Teufeld blasts out Mr. C with a Raptor. Teufeld picks out the 100 shield. He picks out Gag of Health. So Teufeld in an excellent position here. Starts boosting up the primary. Let's see if he's going to get it all the way up. Hitman is there to harass Mr. C and Hitman. Mr. C and Linkblade, who are approaching. Saf! Linkblade. Vulture and Mr. C are approaching from the center. Hitman was there with a minigun, but not being able to help it. They have all three guys getting down the center. Mr. C just manages to combo down the node, but Mr. C is going to be dead again because Teufeld is with 196 health left. The beautiful thing about Riven's corner node is that you have a keg of health and 100 shield in one node, so you have a chance to get all. If you manage to survive 55 seconds, you have a chance to boost up your health all over and over again. Woohoo! Teufel takes a long. That's a hill record, ladies and gentlemen. We have a Riven new hill record. Teufel leaps like must have been like 150 meters. That was like surely the hill record of Riven. Thanks to Mr. C giving him a nice bit of boost with a Paladin Plasma Shot. There we go, Vulture and Vulture's boosting, Mr. C is guarding with a Paladin, Teufeld is again, what do you know, with a Raptor. Whoever seen Teufeld in a Raptor? That's a surprise. Teufeld is there, getting the Paladin off in the corner, beautiful job there. Meanwhile, wow! I missed that. Meanwhile, I was totally focused on the corner with my ass off, trying to shotcast my ass off, Teufeld and I don't remember who it was, but they managed to pull off their bridge primary, and meanwhile they managed to take down the center. So all of a sudden Skin doesn't have a center node. I was wondering where the hell did all the Skin players disappear, because they were normally spawned from to the center, but all of a sudden Sky neutralizes the situation. So so far Sky is without the corner node, but they have one node up, so that gives them a big help, because they have a chance to defend their own corner faster. Meanwhile, the center node is going to go up for Skin Team again. Malcolm is there again quickly to try to take down the primary. It's gonna go down because they have three guys attacking it, one guy's boosting it, won't do any good. Skin takes out Sky primary node again, but a beautiful attempt of a comeback from Sky Team. Meanwhile, we're in the overtime period, and currently Skin has three nodes up and Sky has zero nodes up, so the core is draining faster for Sky Team, but so far they are leading in the core levels. 62 health left in the Sky core and 32 health left in the Skin core. So at the moment it seems if Sky manages to hold this situation just long enough, they might have a chance of winning the map, because it's now 55-29. So it is indeed training faster, but I don't think it's not going to be enough. Sky is going to need at least one node up to hold a chance of winning the map. currently they're just trying to neutralize the corner. Link Blade is there to neutralize the corner, and one of the guys is boosting. Get it up, Toyfeld, get it up, boost it, for fuck's sake, boost it. Hitman, try to assist him, get the node up, for Christ's sake. Toyfeld, get the node up, nope. Skin is there in the very last second with the tank to interfere. The Vulture drove the tank directly to the corner, and Skin is gonna get the corner node up, so this one seems to be over for Sky. Even though Sky did an initial charge to the Skin core, it seems over because all nodes but one are in favor of the Skin team, and Skin team is shooting the core down. Mr. C shooting the link primaries to the core, 24-21, so this is over. Mr. C is down with the Link Blade. No, sorry, Hitman is down with Link Blade's tank shell, but this is over. It's 15-20 health, 15-20 in favor of Skin team. So Skin is going to take another map victory here after a very close fight and hard fight. Let's not take anything away from Sky team. They did a hell of a fight here, but this is going to go for Skin. No chance whatsoever for Sky. They can't get enough nodes up to prevent this map from going to Skin team. Brilliant round. So this was an overtime map, so this was not any kind of an ass rape as the first map was, and we are done. The core gives away 1-0 for Skin team, so Skin takes 2-0 lead in the grand final. Let's see who has the best kill death ratio of the server. Malcolm 12-525, Vulture 21-19, 22-20, 19-18, 2016. Mr. C with a pretty good 2016. So Mr. C has the best kill death ratio of the round. Score sheet is pretty even, 73-79. Yep, it's a pretty equal round, and still Mr. C with the best kill death ratio. We're just getting ready for the round 3. Oh my god, a puppet just told me that there's 39 people on UTV and 31 in Shoutcast. God damn, we're 7 people over the peak level of the bronze medal match. God damn. I'm just gonna have a short 30 seconds of music and just gonna have a something for my throat. Be right back. This is Privateer shoutcasting the grand final of the 3-on-3 Onslaught Hosted Cup, Sky versus Skin. At the moment we're just waiting for round 3 to start. The score is 2-0 for Skin. The first round, Arctic Stronghold, was an ass rape for Skin team. Strong performance there. The second round was Reven. It just ended, and it ended up to a Skin victory. In overtime, Sky had the initiative advantage. Sky managed to take out nearly half the health from the power core of Skin, but Skin managed to take the control over all the nodes when the overtime started to get the cores to drain faster, and I believe it was something like 16 or 17 health in skin core when the sky core dropped away. So it's 2-0 for skin, and the round 3 is underway. Currently it's Vulture, Guru and Mr. C for skin team, and sky team is still remains the same. Hitman, Linkblade and Toyfeld. Vulture is boosting at the left primary of skin. This is Conclave Canyon, and we're playing round 3 of the grand final. So if somebody's not familiar with Conclave Canyon, there's two primaries for both teams, and both primaries link to both primaries of the enemy. So you have one primary standing, and you are able to eliminate both primary nodes of the enemy. So this is indeed a map filled with very fast speed and lots of action, because one node up and it can all go away for the attacking team. Currently, Skin saves the day. Currently, Skin has two nodes standing, Sky has one node standing. Sky is trying to get down the primaries of Skin team. They're gonna get at least one node down, I think. Hitman is trying to get down one of the primaries of Skin. Yep, he runs over Guru, guess he's gonna get it down. Yep. Sky manages to destroy one of the primaries, but their remaining primary is still under heavy attack. Toyfeld saves the day for now with the Manta this time. Toyfeld stays in the left primary, which is down very, low health. Toyfeld is boosting it up. Let's see what's happening over here. The only remaining standing primary of Skin team is under attack also. Hitman is there with Mr. C fighting. Hitman is there with the Manta. Vulture is there with the Shaft. Mr. C with the Raptor. We have a Linkblade with a tank. Come on, Linkblade. Shoot the node down. Shoot the node down. One more shot. Yep. Beautiful work by Sky team. They seem to be in trouble here in the very first 30 seconds, but now it's 2 minutes in the game clock, and Sky has two nodes standing. One of the nodes is Skin primary node, so Sky has the chance to attack the core again. Let's see if they're gonna pull it off. Currently we have one Skin player is trying to get down their primary. It's gonna get the primary back. Guru is at least gonna get it down. Yep, Guru is gonna get it down. They're not gonna have any chance of attacking the Skin core there. This time, Guru is boosting up the right primary. Currently the left primary is also under boost. Let's see, it's gonna go up. Nobody's boosting it, but it's gonna go up. Yep, Skin gets one of the primaries up. Let's see what they're gonna do this time. Guru is still trying to get the other primary up, and he gets it. So both teams have both of the primaries up. Nope. Just as I managed to say that, Linkblade is there with a Manta, just trying to, in the very last second, to prevent the other node from getting up. So Sky has to deal with only one standing node in here, while Skin has to get two nodes down. Toyfeld against Guru in the one of the primaries. Who's gonna take this one? Guru is trying to handle the core primary. Toyfeld is trying to handle Guru. Guru manages to handle the core. The primary just before to end up with the minigun off Toyfeld. So Toyfeld minis Guru out just after losing the node. So the node is again under construction. Toyfeld there with the shock primaries. Mr. C with four health. Mr. C is gonna die. Yep. Nice. Overhead jump flak shell by Toyfeld. Mr. C is down against, now he's facing Guru again, so Toyfeld is very lonely here in the one node. Has to deal with first Guru, then Mr. C, then Guru, Mr. C, blah 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 blah. Seems like there's like four Gurus and 12 Mr. C's in here. All of a sudden, every time somebody's dead, every time we see another one of these guys just charging their way through here. Toyfeld again managed to take out Guru. Let's see where Mr. C, Mr. C, where are you? Guru is dead, you idiot, come here. It's over 5 seconds, Mr. C, wrong node. God damn, what a hippie. Toyfeld saved the days for now, so Mr. C is going totally wrong node. Well, Guru is there again with the same Manta. Let's see what's going to happen this time. Toyfeld backs away from the node. Well, the node is shielded. Sky takes out the other primary of Skin, so Skin doesn't have any primaries at all. Now, this would be the chance for Sky to impress the Onslaught scene by a victory over Skin in Conclave Canyon. Mr. C is gonna go down. He's defending the primary against Manta, Raptor and infantry. No, not for now, because Mr. C managed to take out the Raptor. Let's see if he's managed to take out. Just before it looks like Mr. C is gonna die, Vulture is there to stop him. So the primary is neutral. Vulture and Skin neutralize the Skin primary. So Skin has both nodes under construction, no primary standing. Sky has both the primary standing. They're looking good here. You just need to focus on the primary. Don't let the primary go up. If you let the primary go up, they only need one and you're in trouble. The node is up again. And Vulture's Averill is fed up to Hitman with a ketchup. So Hitman eats a nice bit of April there and is all fed up. Hitman manages to spawn to the node before Mr. C can reach it. He stands in the sits in a hellbender. No, Hitman, drive over the node. You can't get Mr. C dead if he's behind the pillars. Vulture is there against Vulture. Mr. C is shooting Hitman. Hitman dodges their A-rolls. Yep, Mr. C, Hitman did just what he was supposed to do. They lost the node, but Mr. C, Hitman manages to survive there. Clears out both skin players, touches the node under construction, and is off again. Meanwhile, Sky is attacking skin core. They have a right to right formation link node standing, so they have their own right primary standing. They have skin right primary up, and they were shooting the core already. Sky loses 38 health from the core, so 62 health left in the skin core, and yet Sky has the chance to attack. Sky has one primary standing and one of the skin primary standing. They are shooting the core. Linkblade just dodges the Averill. They have two guys shooting the core. This can be over, ladies and gentlemen. They have two nodes standing. They have three nodes standing. This is surely over. There's no way Skin is going to take out the both of the nodes. This is over. Beautiful charge by Sky team. Awesome comeback from Sky. They're not going to give it up. 2-1 for Skin team. Let's see, I'm pretty sure Toyfeld is going to be the man. 8-3 kill death ratio. I doubt anyone's going to beat that. Guru has a disastrous round, 2-9. Guru, what the hell are you doing? You're supposed to kill people, not getting killed by people. UTV guy has 0 death and 0 kills. What an asshole. That guy shouldn't even allow to play. Well, we're moving to round 4. Crossfire 3-on-3. V2. This map is just impossible to predict. We have two teams, both insane in their performance in Crossfire. This is gonna be a mayhem. We still have Linkblade, Toyfeld and Hitman for Sky team, and we have Mr. C, Subman and Guru. Subman's first round in this grand final, that he is gonna be the man in this round, or will he be the total ass of the round? We'll find out in less than 20 minutes. Currently we're just waiting for none of the guys are sure who's gonna pick the color in here. So, just waiting for MD5 checks. Somebody's having MD5 checks problems. And I'm just getting a chance to have a quick breath. Nothing beats a shot of Coke. So, welcome everyone who joined late. This is Privateer. Shoutcasting 3-on-3. Onslaught. Hosted Cup. Grand Final. Skin versus Sky. Round 4 is just about to start. The situation is 2-1-4 in favor of Skin team. We've had so many 4 skins in this round already that I'm running out of words. But I hope there's lots of women listening, because the 4 skins are gonna come over and over again. So, just a quick review of what's happened. We have 3 rounds already played. First round, Arctic Stronghold, was a quick rape by Skin team. The second round, Riven, was a close fight, which was early being controlled by Sky, but Skin manages to push it back in overtime and take the 2-0 victory. And the last third round we just finished was a Conclave Canyon, which was a strong performance by Sky team, who managed to put the score down to 2-1. So Skin is being chased by Sky team in this match, and we need to get something serious done here. Guru is there. Oh god damn, I hope if that would have been a team kill, double team kill suicide mayhem, that would have been awesome. But Guru is there to stop the team double kill by just shooting the other guy dead with the plasma. So one guy does a team kill and the other guy is dead with the plasma. So whatever goes, Sky has both primary guys dead. And Guru is there to give them a funeral flowers. So Guru is again still has the Manta very much alive, trying to harass Sky Corner node. Sky Corner node is not gonna go up. Sky Guru is there alive. Has up against Teufel. Teufel takes a beautiful Manta Plasma right against Guru's Averil, and Guru blasts the Averil at his own face. Nice suicide there by Guru. Beautifully executed. That's a way to do a suicide. If you want to do a suicide in Onslaught, make sure it's an Averil in your face. Meanwhile, Sky manages to get up the primary node. Sky is doing initiative charge to Skin primary node. Skin has Subman against Subman and Mr. C in the primary against two guys of Skin. Meanwhile, Skin has a Paladin standing in the center area, so center area is safe. Center area is very tough to deal with if you have the Paladin standing over there. Yep, a still beautiful job from Linkblade. Subman doesn't even know what a Paladin is because he charges right through the Paladin shield, and which causes him to walk right into a blast. Teufeld takes out the Skin primary. Mr. C is down from Teufeld's Raptor. Sky is in control of Skin in Crossfire. Round 4 of the Grand Final of 3-on-3 Onslaught Hosted Cup. Teufeld is currently grenading the corner node of Skin, touches it to be get under construction, and picks the Raptor. Our old Raptor Freako. Teufeld is there again. Teufeld, take out the tank. You end up in an Eagle Eye, then I'm gonna laugh my ass off. Teufeld is in a high grounds there, getting lots of free shock rifles eaten right in the face of Raptor. Take the Teufeld out, you idiot. It's not out yet. The tank is very much alive. Take one shot to the tank. Take one shot to the tank. I'm still waiting for the tank. The tank is down again. Finally, the tank is down. Meanwhile, Skin takes the... Yep, Skin takes... The primary is up. The primary is up. They didn't even boost it at final... They didn't even finalize the boosting, they just went heavily for the two nodes, and it succeeded. The node came up on its own, and they have immediately two guys shooting both of the nodes. Skin manages to take out the corner, meanwhile Hitman and Teufeld get rid of the one guy remaining in the center. Teufeld, beautiful air-to-air missile, takes out Guru. Mr. C is there with the Manta. Teufeld, in the very last second, Teufeld backs off, takes the Paladin and gets the guard to the center area. Center area with the 20% left in the power meter, and the Skin primary is down again. Now Skin, all they have to do is get the primary up very, very fast, so they have a chance of a full comeback here. If they don't get the primary up fast, they have a chance of losing all the advantage they gained. Currently, it's gonna go up. Currently the node is gonna go up, there's nobody in the Sky team. Yep, the node is up again, Subman is in a tank, Mr. C is guarding, and Guru is attacking with the Manta, so the corner node is up already. Let's see what's the core level. Yep, Teufeld has boosted up the center node completely, so the center node is with 100% health. Guru takes out with the shock combos, takes the corner out. Yep, normal procedure from Skin team, just learned that trick from Fat team. You just leave one of the nodes to only one health. Meanwhile, Teufeld is still guarding the center area with the Paladin. Mr. C is just bouncing around with the Manta, trying to do his best to get the Paladin shield off, but you have to keep shooting it, because as long as the shield is on... Yep, now the Teufeld loses the Paladin shield. Beautiful job from Teufeld. Mr. C doesn't have enough time to shoot the center down, because meanwhile Hitman and Linkblade are doing their excellent job from getting the Skin primary down, so Skin doesn't have the primary anymore. Skin without any nodes at all. Round 4 of the Grand Final underway, and Sky is in control of Round 4. Will this be a 2-2, or will it be 3-1 for Skin team? Currently it looks like 2-2 situation. Mr. C, killing spree. How did he pull out that one? With an Averil. Wow. Linkblade is trying to get the Paladin to the Skin primary, but he's only facing against three players. That shouldn't be an impossible job to do. That's an easy job to do. Alone in the Paladin against two Mantas and an infantry. Easy job. Especially when they're in the opposite ends of you. Hitman, beautiful, just dodges the primary Averil, but the Averil gets locked again, and the Hitman's Manta goes down. Again, the Skin boosts off the primary. Strong performance by Skin team in terms of comeback. Linkblade in trying to defend off the primary, the center node with the Paladin. The Paladin is down, meanwhile Linkblade is down, and so is Guru. Mr. C is there with the damaged Manta. One shot to the Manta, and he's down. Yep, Mr. C was looking good until he killed himself. I hope that doesn't happen in real life. Mr. C looks excellent in real life. Let's hope he doesn't commit suicide because of that. Sorry, I'm not gay anything. Hitman runs over Guru in the Manta. No guarding man. In the skin primary node, Hitman is there. A couple of shock combos. Switches back to Manta, Link Blade, and Hitman. Two guys take out the skin primary node again. Skin is trying to get the comeback. Guru is in the tank, being harassed by Manta. The tank is very low on health. Yep, the tank is down. Guru tries to get rid of the Manta. Avril. Shoot the shock primary, you idiot. You're good with shock. You're not good with Avril, so stick to shocks. Link Blade, a nice bouncing off, gets Subman's head for souvenir with the Manta. Meanwhile, Guru combos the node down, now focuses on neutralizing the nodes. Guru touches the node, so Skin has yet another chance to get the primary up. This time, Sky has 2 out of 3 players in the primary already. Toy fell there with the Raptor, hitting by 2 Avrils. Last arrow by Subman, and the Toyfell loses the Raptor again. And again, Guru and Subman, 2 guys boosting up the primary, and the primary is up again. This map is far from over. Link Blade is trying to drive the Paladin here. Trying to drive the Paladin to the primary, but that's slow. Subman is there with the Raptor in the center. Mr. C is going to chone in with the Manta. This looks bad for Sky. Nope. Nice Avril by Toyfeld, and it saves the day. Without that Avril shot, Skin would have had both of the primaries back. Sorry, the corner node up back and the center node back. Meanwhile, Sky boosts up the center node to full health. Link Blade and Toyfeld, 2 guys linking up the primary. The center node. Meanwhile, 2 guys trying to boost up the Skin primary. Hitman is there with the Raptor. Let's see if he's going to be able to harass the primary enough this time. There's a tank. Guys, get rid of the tank. I wouldn't want to have the Raptor tank over there when I'm trying to get the primary back. Hey, Link Blade, you're going to end up eating a tank shell. First it's Hitman. Hitman is the first to eat a tank shell. Now we're waiting for Link Blade to have his own tank shell. Nice Manta work from Link Blade. Bounces off from one wall to another, preventing the tank from hitting him, preventing a Raptor from hitting him, preventing an infantry from hitting him. All 3 players against Sky player called Link Blade, and they can't get him killed. Finally, he's down. My ass, he's down. He takes out the Skin player. My bad. Link Blade is still alive. Amazing job. There's 3 Skin players shooting him, and they can't get one guy killed. Is that guy a robot? Or does he have a god mode on? I think both. Finally, Link Blade is down. Or no, he's still not down. He's got to be close to a killing spree at the moment. It's just, all of a sudden, I just keep losing him in my screen. I thought that was the Manta of Link Blade, and my ass. His Manta is again in full health, and the guy still has 98 health, so Link Blade is on fire here. Thanks to Link Blade, Skin didn't have the initiative chance of a comeback here. Link Blade did excellent, unbelievable job. He took like 1 minute, 1 full minute against 3 Skin players in the Skin primary node, and they didn't manage to take him down. They have Raptor, tank, and an infantry guy, and yet Link Blade is alive, and he's still alive. Avril takes out Link Blade's Manta, but Link Blade is out of the Manta with 98 health left. Link Blade on foot. Still on foot, and Link Blade is up against Mr. C's Manta. Mr. C gets out. Finally, Link Blade's killing spree ended by Mr. C with a beautiful shock combo. Shock primary shell. Mr. C is alone in the Skin primary. Let's see if he's gonna get it up. Nope. He just dodges, backs off, gets a couple of health packs, gets Hitman's Manta away with an Avril, and finalizes Hitman with a beautiful shock combo from behind the pillar. That's the Onslaught Animal, Mr. C. Funny because, funny to see Mr. C playing Onslaught Final from Germany, because, or is he British? I don't know. I don't care. But I was in a bar yesterday working, and we have a DJ called Mr. C. So I was just about to say that what's going to happen in Onslaught Final match tomorrow night, and luckily I didn't do that, because obviously that's not the same guy. Meanwhile, Skin manages to get the primary up once again. Mr. C is immediately in the corner node, trying to get the corner back. He's very low on health in a Manta. Get rid of the Manta, Mr. C. You only need like a 1 hit to the wall. Well, nope. Linkbite says, thank you very much. One shock primer to a damaged Manta, and Mr. C is dead. He's a very burn victim. Level third degree burns, and a couple of fried hairs and shit. And Mr. C is down. Meanwhile, Subman has a tank guarding, and Linkblade is down this time. So, last time Linkblade managed to survive 60 seconds against 3 players, now he didn't manage to survive 10 seconds against 1 player. What a mixed up performance. Subman is still guarding the node with a tank. He also has a raptor, chance to get in the raptor. Meanwhile, Skin is trying to get rid of the center node. They have 2 Mantas of Guru and Mr. C getting the center back. They are gonna get the center back, but the corner node is still up. It's all, even though it's on low health. It's on low health now. They're in trouble. It says shoot the primary. Nope. Nice comeback by Skin. Both nodes are down. Sky loses both routes to reach the Skin primary. Meanwhile, Skin is boosting the center node. Skin is going to get the center node up. Thanks to Guru, boosting up the center. Guru sits in the Paladin. It's gonna be a comeback. Subman is there with the Raptor. He gets away from the Raptor. Toyfelt's mini is there. Yep, Toyfelt gets rid of Subman. He has to face Mr. C with a Manta. Mr. C clears up the primary. Mr. C is alone there with a shock combo. Let's see. Mr. C in the primary. Linkblade in center, it's gonna be a comeback. Skin makes a comeback, ladies and gentlemen. Full comeback from Skin team. Skin has the Sky primary node down. Sky only has the corner node standing, and it's gonna go up down as well. Guru and Subman with the 2 Raptor and a Manta get rid of Sky corner node. Sky is in trouble here again. What a surprise, right when the overtime is about to get underway. Overtime is well underway, and Sky core is draining faster. All Sky had to do was hold off the primary down. 2 more minutes, and they would have had the victory. Now it looks like it's gonna go down for Skin team again. Well, Sky is not done yet. The primary is gonna go up. Yep, core is draining slower. Toyfeld is heading for the primary. He's heading for the center. He has to face Mr. C over there. Mr. C is trying to shaft him off. Toyfeld is trying to shoot the center node. It's down the fumes when Mr. C shafts away. Meanwhile, Guru is trying to get rid of the primary node with the Paladin, not having none of it. Hitman is trying to Raptor Plasma him out of there. Linkblade is trying to keep the link in the node, but just as I suspected, Guru survives and Subman is there to clip the head off. It looks like 3-1 lead for Skin, even though it looked like for a 2-2 round. But this is going to be 3-1 for Skin, unless Sky manages to pull off something miraculous in the next minute. They only have like 1 minute, and then the cores are down too much to be able to pull off a comeback. Let's see what's going to happen. Skin is doing exactly what Sky should have done. Sky should have just neutralized the primaries to stay away from the node and just wait for the cores to drain. Now Skin is doing exactly that. They're not rushing, they're not building the primary, they're not doing anything. They're just waiting for to get. They're just keeping it down, keeping it simple. Not rushing anything. Good job from Skin. Yep. All the time Skin has at least 1 player to touch the node and neutralize it and shoot the guys down. They're not even going for the primary. Excellent job from Skin, and this round is over. 81 health left in the Skin core, while 35 health left in the Sky core. So Sky core is going to die before Skin core. This is way too late for Sky to make a comeback. Excellent time from Skin to make a comeback, just as the overtime was starting to eat off the core. Yep, just as UTV guy said, this is best of 9. So 5 map victories needed to win the match. So this is going to be 3-1 lead for Skin team. They will need 2 more map victories to secure the win. But just as we see in the bronze match, Lieb was in control of the match. Lieb was 4-1 leading the match. And then Fat came back, winning 4 straight rounds. So let's not count this one out yet. Sky is a hell of a team. Well, since this round is just a formality here, let me just have a quick view of the kill-death ratio. See, Mr. C, just as I suspected, 18-11. Subman also very good, 25-17. Guru with a negative ratio, Link Blade with a negative, Toyfield with a negative, Hitman disastrous, 8-22. So currently Subman is the man to watch out here. 6 kills with Avril, 7 with a Manta, 5 with a Goliath, 4 with a Raptor. And this round is over. 3-1 lead for Skin Team. Just waiting for round 5 to start. This is Privateer, shoutcasting 3-on-3, Onslaught Cup, Grand Final, Skin versus Sky. It's currently 3-1 lead for Skin Team. They need 2 more maps to secure the victory. Sky will need to win 4 in a row. Well, not 4 in a row, but if they want to win it fast, they will need 4 in a row. Again, we're waiting, going to Conclave Canyon, and the last Conclave Canyon was a rape from Sky Team. Let's hope that Sky is able to pull off yet another strong performance in Conclave. Oops. Gasher just said wrong map. Yep, it's going to be Crossfire again. It's Crossfire number 2. For a sec, I thought I ran out of Coke, but I just found the bottle, so just have a quick view of IRC, what's gonna happening. Oh my god, new record, 42 people on UTV watching the grand final and 33 people in shoutcast. Gotta be a freaking record. Thanks to Poffis for the information, now I know I can suck even more. Okay, so we're currently waiting for round 5 to start of the grand final of the 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup. Sky versus Skin. Skin in control so far, 3-1. Sky was in control early in all the rounds they lost. Sky was in control of the Riven round 2 and they lost it just by losing the majority of the nodes. Just as it happened in the Crossfire last round. Sky was well in control, they had well, no damage done to the core, but they were in control of all the nodes. Just as the overtime was starting, Skin pulled off a comeback and got the majority of the nodes, and just waited for the round to finish. So, round 5 starting. Nope, it's not starting because we're restarting. We're restarting the map. It seems like wrong mappable configuration again. Good job, Gasher. So indeed, there is money on the line in this match. The winner will take a total of €250 from this one game, and the team losing the final will get €175 to be shared amongst the players of the cup. Also, we have €600 in the lottery. We'll have 24 winner tickets, each of worth €25. The lottery tickets will be picked random in after the cup or after the final to decide which teams are going to win what money. And let me remind you, all the teams that participated in the cup and played good fair games will get a chance to win tickets, each of being worth €25. So €255 up for grabs in this one game, and €175 for the loser. Round 5 just waiting to be started. All the Skin Team is ready. Subman, Guru and Mr. C, the same lineup again for Crossfire and same lineup for Sky. So will this be a stronger domination of Sky, or will Guru and Mr. C and Subman take stronger start this time, or what will happen? We'll find out shortly. Toyfeld is the only man to prevent the round 5 from starting. All the other players are ready. Toyfeld, click, click, click! Get the fuck out of here! Well, while waiting, I'm just gonna pour myself more Coke. Give me a break. Just as I said that, that toy felt just click ready. He obviously doesn't want me to drink Coke. Well, I'm gonna drink it anyway, whether you like it or not. Okay, round 5. Underway. Hitman with a Manta in attempt of rushing the skin primary. Hitman dodges an Averil against Subman, drives over Subman while Guru finishes him off with the Averil. Guru on top of the building. Guru finishes him off with an Averil from the top of the temple. Hitman is down. Guru manages to boost up the skin primary on full health. Meanwhile, Sky primary is up ages ago. Mr. C is trying to harass the Sky Corner. Let's see how well it works. This time, last time, Guru did an excellent job of harassing the primary. The corner. Meanwhile, Hitman and Linkblade are just trying to get the middle node up. Mr. C eats a Manta Plasma. He only needs one Plasma and he's down. He only needs one touch and shaft. He steals yet another Manta. Mr. C switches the Manta to enemy Manta, which is also on low health now. He just runs over. He drives a circle around the primary. Middle node. In attempt of just harassing it. Beautiful chapter. Mr. C takes the Manta Plasma on Hitman. Hitman is down in the center. Again, Sky Team is nearly getting the primary up. He's nearly getting the center node up. Nope. Not gonna go up. Manta and Raptor, Guru and Mr. C. What a surprise. That duo is just nightmare. Mr. C feeds a nice air-to-air missile on Linkblade. Guru goes and starts boosting up the center node. Looks like Skin is gonna grab a stronger start this time. Skin has the corner node up. Guru immediately picks up the Manta in the center and heads for the primary. And we have... Wow! What a surprise! Guru and Mr. C at the primary. Shooting down the primary. Guru and Mr. C. Guru taking rid of Toyfeld on his own foot. Hitman runs over Guru, only Mr. C to deal with. Wow! Blasts right against Subman. Subman's tank. Subman's trying to get rid of Hitman. Hitman clears up. Hitman takes out all three skin players on the primaries. Now they immediately head for the center. Hitman's trying to combo off the center node. We have to deal with Mr. C in the Manta. Mr. C is there to harass with the Manta. Hitman, shoot the node. No. Skin takes down the Sky primary node. Sky in trouble in the early stage. 2 minutes and 30 seconds in the game clock, and Skin has the Sky primary. Hitman disagrees. Hitman starts boosting it. Hitman gets it under construction. Linkblade boosts up the tank. The Manta is dead, and Mr. C takes out Linkblade with a vehicle explosion. What a way to end your life. Getting wrecked by a Hellbender wreckage. Mr. C neutralizes the Sky primary node with a Paladin. Then sits in the Paladin and just waits for backup. And Guru is there. I could have bet on that. Guru is there with a Raptor. Takes out Hitman with from the back with a mid air-to-air missile. Headshot! On Toyfeld, the first headshot we've seen all day, thanks to Guru. Charges against two guys on infantry. Infantry shooting him with an Averil. Guru exits the Raptor, takes out lightning. Boom! Headshot! He's still alive. There's shock primaries on Toyfeld. Toyfeld is shooting shock primaries on Guru. Yep, Guru is down. No more headshots in this case, and Toyfeld clears out Guru. All three Sky players at the primary. Let's see who's gonna be here. We have high altitude Mr. C with a Raptor. Tank of Sky Team is down. Sky is still boosting the primary, but Mr. C clears it out with a Raptor. All the three skin players approaching the primary. Looks bad situation for Sky. Two Mantas gets rid of the skin Paladin. Let's see who's going to be victorious in this one. I'm not going to say anything, just waiting for the mayhem to end. And let's see what team has the player remaining alive in the Sky primary node. Currently all of the nodes are up for skin team, except the Sky primary, naturally. So if they're going to just wait until the overtime, this is going to be a simple war for skin. If they're dreaming of getting the primary foil up and attack to the core. That's also a possibility, but that's in this level of playing, it requires a bit of luck. Mr. C takes the Paladin to the primary again. Shield up. Shield blasts to the primary, and the primary is one more, and the primary is down. Yep, the primary is down. Mr. C is still with the Paladin. Shield is up. Paladin is dead, and Mr. C is still alive. Toyfeld and Hitman against him on foot. Link Blade comes across with a Manta, runs over a Guru, and now we only have to deal with Mr. C. Mr. C takes the Hellbender, one Skyman combo, poof! Head clipped off. Meanwhile, Sky gets the primary up. Mr. C is there to get the sparks underway, but Mr. C is dead. Nice shock primary, long distance shot by Hitman. Hitman gets rid of Guru with an A-roll. Mr. C is there with a Paladin to back up the center node. Toyfeld is doing an excellent job and just circling him with a Raptor. He's going to get the Paladin off. Not quite get the Paladin off. It's down to Fumes. The Paladin is down to Fumes. Get one shot to the Paladin. Nope. Not succeeding. He only would have needed one more shot. Guru is trying to play God here. He's trying to target an Eagle Eye with a Paladin Plasma Shot from long distance, like from the center node to the primary. That's not gonna work, and if that works, you are the luckiest son of a bitch I've ever seen. Linkblade with a Manta against Guru and Subman on foot. Linkblade backs away, just waits for backup. Subman still hears him. Yeah! Linkblade just runs him over, total humiliation, while Guru bounces the wrecked Manta of Linkblade against two walls. The carcass of Linkblade flies all over the place. Meanwhile, Sky gets the node up again. Sky is not giving up. We still have a bit short of 5 minutes left in the game clock, so Sky still stands a chance. If they manage to get up the primary and do a strong one node comeback, they still have a chance. Heavy fighting going on all over the primary again. Toyfeld on foot, Subman on the Manta. Mr. C on foot, Hitman with a Manta, Linkblade with A-rolls. Let's see who's gonna beat this one. Mr. C with a 4 health against Linkblade, 100 health. Linkblade, beautiful shot combo on Mr. C. Mr. C is dead. Subman on foot against Linkblade and Hitman on foot. Linkblade picks the Manta, wrecked Manta though. Tries to throw it over Subman. Subman dodges the Manta while Linkblade finishes up with a shaft. Guru is there with a Paladin. The Paladin is dead very quickly. Mr. C is again there with a high altitude Raptor. This time Mr. C can't dodge the A-roll shot from on top of the bridge by dodging behind the mountain. Just barely misses him. Beautiful Eagle Eye by Toyfeld. Gets rid of Mr. C's Raptor with a beautiful Eagle Eye shot. Mr. C takes out Toyfeld's tank. Hitman enables Guru away from the Sky, and Sky node is neutral. We have all three Sky players at the node. Paladin approaching, Manta approaching. One Manta is after the Paladin. They're just trying to get away from the Paladin, or they're just trying to block the Paladin from getting to the primary. It looks like the Paladin is dead. Nice sneaking from Linkblade, gets behind the Paladin without noticing, and the Paladin shield won't turn that fast. So Sky clears out the primary. Two guys boosting it, and again, Subman's Raptor there. Subman, woohoo! That was a strong performance by Subman. He just flies there with a damaged Raptor. He sees that his Raptor is almost about to die, but he's not gonna abandon the Raptor. He dies honorably. He exits the Raptor right before it's about to explode, and he dies along with it. Sky gets the node up. Sky manages to destroy the center node, so that's a positive thing. The skin loses the control of the Paladin. Meanwhile, Mr. C has a Skyman combos all over Sky's primary, so Sky's primary is down. Meanwhile, if they manage to get the primary up again now, they have a strong, slight chance of a comeback because Skin has to spawn to their own base, to their own primary, or the Skin corner, or the Sky corner. And Sky corner is not a rational option. Yep, Sky gets the node up again fast. Strong performance, but now they should go for the center and prevent that from getting up, because if the center node gets up, that's bad. The center node is not going to go up. Comeback from Sky. We have a comeback. We have a party at the center. Not the core. We have a party at the center. Four players shooting for the ownership of the center node. Sorry, three players, because one of the Sky player is down. Mr. C against the... Sky player. Yep, it's a Sky player, ladies and gentlemen. Sky player against the Skin player. Teufeld just runs, drives around the mountain. Hitman and Link Blade at the center node. Sky is showing a good chance of a comeback here with a good time to pull it off. 1:10 before overtime. Sky is gonna have the primary up. Sky has the center node up. Guru is there in the very last second with the Hellbender. Hellbender is dead. Teufel and Hitman are doing it. Two guys linking the primary. Come on! It's up! If they get the Raptor away from shooting, the Mr. C is the only thing that stops the middle node. Mr. C is down. Yep, Mr. C does not have the initiative to take the take the node this time. Teufeld gets the node up, sits in the Paladin. Two guys are facing the Paladin. Come on, Teufeld, get out of the Paladin. Beautiful work, Mr. Ladies and gentlemen. We have a comeback. Sky makes a successful comeback against Skin, just as Skin humiliated Sky by getting the comeback. Currently, Sky is in control of majority of the nodes. 10 seconds before overtime, Mr. C and Guru are trying to boost up the primary. Come on, guys, get the primary up. They get the primary up. They do launch a quick assault to the primary. Teufeld is guarding the center node. Teufeld has a Paladin guarding the center node. Guru and Mr. C are idiots because they're not attacking from both ends. Teufeld is doing excellent job against two guys. Guru and Mr. C are trying to shoot at the corner, but again, in the very last second, Sky takes gets rid of the Skin primary, and the Skin primary is down again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly the opposite we saw in the last round. This is the sixth round. We have 3-1. Sorry, fifth round. We have 3-1 lead for Skin team, and currently Sky is humiliating Skin just as Skin humiliated Sky in the last round. Just before overtime, Skin did a comeback in the last round, and now Sky is having their revenge. Sky is in control of all of the nodes except Skin primary. Skin core is draining way faster than Sky. Currently 93 health left in the Sky core, 76 health left in the Skin core. Skin is in trouble here. All Sky has to do now is keep this node neutral, prevent it from getting up, and you're safe. Come on, guys, shoot the node, don't let it go up. The node is up, Subman and Guru are shooting it up. Mr. C is on top of the temple, trying to back up the node. Excellent job. Hitman hides behind the mountain, gets rid of Mr. C's Averils. Hard fighting going on, Link Blade covering up the center node against Subman in the Manta. Corner node goes down. Guru takes the corner node down. Now Guru is after the primary node. Guru is after the center node with a Raptor. There's Link Blade and Teufeld guarding up the center node with two guys. Nobody is firing up against Skin primary. Currently the nodes, cores are down to 58 to 87. So far Sky is leading this race. Link Blade is still defending alone against two guys. Now this time Skin is surely going to get the center node down. Beautiful job from Skin. Center node is neutral, corner is neutral, Sky still has the majority of the nodes. Come on guys, prevent that. Now Sky should only try to stop the center. All they have to do is secure the center node, not letting the corner go up, and this is over. They have 80 to 47 health. The core, node difference is enough for the teams, but currently Skin has boosted up their own corner node. They're just trying to launch a heavy attack in the Sky corner. Hitman is comboing down the Skin corner. Hitman takes down the Skin corner. Now Hitman, go for the center. Don't let the center go up. If the center goes up, this is can all go away. Hitman is there in the very last second. Guru gets rid of him with an Averil. Teufeld is there with the Raptor. Guru is trying to shock him up in the Sky. to command Teufel, come out of the raptor. Lucky mid-air lightning gunshot with the Guru. Teufel is still dead. Teufel is still alive. Cores are down to 69 to 33, so still Sky is in control. Sky has two nodes up. Skin has one node up, so the core is draining slightly faster for Skin team. Come on, Skin has to get the center node up, get the primary down, and get all the nodes back if they have a chance of a comeback here. They still have it. They still have a chance to do it, but it has to be fast. This is just what Crossfire in the grand final should be. Comeback after comeback after comeback, and close fighting all over again. This is gonna go for Sky team, it seems. Cores are down to 60 to 21. The Skin has no time, I think, to get the node, even if they get the middle node up, even if they get the Sky primary down, it's not enough. The cores are draining too fast for Sky team, for Skin team. 56 core left in the Sky core, 15 left in the Skin core. Skin gets up the primary node. Now they're already attacking the Sky primary node. Sky primary has Link Blade boosting it up. 52 to 12 remaining. Skin still is... Yep, now I can surely say Skin has lost this round. 50 to 10. There's no chance in hell to win this map with that kind of difference. Core is running faster because Sky team has 3 nodes against 2 of Skin. This map is over. Sky makes it 3 to 2. Very awesome round. Even better round than the last one. 46 to 45. This is over, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be 3 to 2 getting into 6th round. This is going to be another pain in the ass for my throat, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be another 3-hour thriller. God damn. Round 5 is over. Sky takes the round. Oh, an awesome round. 2 comebacks in 1 round of 12 minutes of action. Excellent job. Can't get much more exciting than this one, can it? Just waiting for round 6 to start, and we're gonna be right back. I'm just gonna switch to some music. And have a shot of Coke. This is Privateer, shoutcasting the 6th round, actually all the rounds, but waiting for 6th round to start in the 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup. Grand Final, Skin vs. Sky, currently it's 3-2. Skin took the early lead in this match, 1-0, they increased it to 2-0. Sky took one round back in the Conclave Canyon, 2-1, then it looked like the first round of Crossfire is gonna be 2-2. Nope, it wasn't. Skin took it back just before overtime was starting, and the last round in Crossfire, Sky was in the underdog in this match, but just before overtime was starting, they did the same vengeance to Skin and managed to steal the round in the overtime. Beautiful stuff going on here, which is waiting for round 6 to start. It's going to be Torlan, ladies and gentlemen, the oldie, the oldest map in the book. The map we saw in demos, a little bit edited by Ruination to suit the 3-on-3 playing a bit slightly better, but still the oldest map in the book. Torlan, round 6 of the grand final. If I had to put my money on somebody, I would say Skin is gonna rape this one. If I've all the rounds I've seen Skin play this map, they are just too much bitches to deal with. Just waiting for teams to pick the colors. Again, Sky team asking who's gonna pick the color. Skin responds, I don't know. Lovely stuff going on here. Nobody's knowing what's happening. They're just playing. Okay, Skin. They're gonna switch colors. Sky is gonna get the blue team. Skin is gonna get the red team. If I remember correctly, all the 5 rounds have been Skin red and Sky blue. Just waiting for the round to start. Guru, Mr. C, Malcolm this time. Welcome, Malcolm, to the grand final. First round of Malcolm, I think, or no, it's the second round of Malcolm in this match. So Malcolm is alongside Mr. C and Guru, Teufel, Hitman and Linkblade for Skin, and we're underway, round 6 of the grand final. Hitman and Linkblade takes the two-headed Manta. Teufel picks up a bit of Averil's, heads for the Skin primary. Let's see what happens. I'm following Teufel in the Raptor. Teufel goes inside the canyon, shoots a couple of mid-air rockets. No, he's not gonna go, he's there to pick the amp. Teufel is after the amp. He'd have to deal with Mr. C's Raptor. Bah! Run over by Mr. C. Mr. C has the center node. Mr. C has the amp. Mr. C has the Raptor. Watch out. Get out of the way. Raptor air-to-air missile from Hitman. And since it was the amped mid-air missile, it takes out the Manta with one shot. Malcolm is there already to take out Sky's primary. This is just like the charge I've used to see from Skin in Torlan. The center node is dead. The Skin has control over the Sky corner node. Let's see what Sky is going to pull off here. Sky is going to bring the tank to the center. Meanwhile, the corner is already in threat. Skin, it takes up the Sky primary node. Linkblade sits in the node turret, gets rid of the Manta at least, but he has to deal with the one Raptor and one Manta. The primary is already down on red. It's on red health. Linkblade takes the shaft, tries to cover it up, but no! 1 minute 25 seconds and Sky primary is down, ladies and gentlemen. Skin, welcome to Skin Rape World. Call 555 rape me please to get in touch with Skin in Torlan. All the 3 Sky players alive at the primary, they have to get the primary up fast. If Skin manages to build up the center node as well, the center node is so far neutral, but if they manage to get that up as well, Sky is in big, big trouble. Because they have initiative of spawning to the top of the hill and get more vehicles and get those shock rifles and Averils and better guard to the enemy base. The center node is under construction. The amp is there. Nobody is picking the amp yet. The boat node is boosting up all by itself. Currently, Skin is just waiting for everyone to get there, just as they were supposed to do. Malcolm there with a lightning gun, Mr. C with a Raptor, Mr. C just guarding up the node, just taking it steady. This looked like a bad, bad situation for Sky Team. Unlike in the last round, this looks rape. We're slightly over 2 minutes and 30 seconds in the game clock, and already Skin has almost full health node in the Skin end. Oh, they have almost shot at the goal at the core. They have a shot at the core. It's party at the primary. Party at the primary. 2 guys of Skin have a party at the primary. Nope. That party is over. Linkblade doesn't like party. He just likes to throw shit in the face of people. Linkblade gets rid of the guys with the shock combos and the node is down. Yet, Skin is starting to do the usual piss off routine action, just using shock primaries from the top of the hill. It's not gonna go up. The node is not gonna get started. All they have to do is have one guy just whore down the node as long as they can. Just wait for the backup to arrive, and this is complete. Link plays alone at the primary, but he has to face against two guys with shock rifles shooting from different ends. Oh, goddamn, that was the luckiest bitch of all. Malcolm shooting the raptor, getting the raptor down, destroys the raptor with shock primaries. The raptor wreckage gets two or three bounds and crushes Hitman down right beside the node. Sorry, Link Blade. Currently, Malcolm and Guru are just trying to get the node up. They have to deal with Teufeld. Teufeld is there with shock primaries against Guru. He has to have two guys. He's shooting. He's standing in the middle of two skin players. He's gonna be dead for sure. Yep. Malcolm gets rid of him with a shock primary, and Skin has the primary up. Skin has the primary up. They're gonna pick up. Malcolm gonna pick the Manta. Malcolm is gonna do an early rush to the core, but get rid of the tank first, Malcolm. You idiot. Get the core. Get the tank off because you're gonna lose the core. You're gonna lose control of the core. Malcolm gets 4 damage done to the core because he didn't get the tank down, and if he would have got the tank down, he would have got a much better damage to the core. But since I'm not playing, I'm not gonna give him an advice. I'm just saying that was stupid. Malcolm is there again. He comes back from the core, crushes Link Blade, and now he's after Teufeld. Teufeld shoots Averill at his own face. Well, he didn't die for that, but the Malcolm shock primary finishes the job. Meanwhile, Hitman was having an orgy on top of the Manta wing, having none of it, and Malcolm and Guru are boosting the node up again. Skin is gonna have the primary up again. This time Guru gets a very early rush with the Manta, dodges the tank. Now Guru has a major damage. Guru has a major possibility to do some damage to the core. Guru is at the core, party! 70, 65, core is going down fast, 60, 55, they're trying to get the primary down, 50. Link Blade is trying to harass Guru there, yep, 50 health, half of the power core gone. And 6 minutes, 25 seconds remaining, and remember, this is, since this this cup scoring system only gives 1 point for map win. It doesn't matter if it's overtime or not. The draining it to overtime won't do any good. They're gonna get 1 point away anyway. So Sky has to fight all the way, because 1 point is gonna be taken away anyway if they're gonna lose this one. Teufeld rams Malcolm to the end of the dam and just gets rid of him with a beautiful, well-aimed flak shell. Mr. C is with the 10 health standing on top of the mountain, getting the node neutral with shock primaries just as he should be, crouches, and every time somebody touches, he just give a quick peek, pew! Note down, thank you very much. I'm sure all the Sky people are Eddie Murphy's this time and shouting at TS, get the fuck out of here! Get the Mr. C out of there! Get the fuck out of there! But Mr. C so far is in control. Whoop! Now he's not anymore because Teufeld comes from the back and gets rid of him. Now Mr. C spawns back in the center node and gets the weapon lockers again, and he takes out Teufeld with the shock primary. And Mr. C is down in the favorite position with 5 health. Even though he has 5 health, he's still a pretty damn dangerous person. Sky Raptor is trying to harass Mr. C in the center area. Doing a pretty good job. Hitman takes off Mr. C in the center. Mr. C spawns back immediately, takes out shock rifles and Averills. This time Hitman is gonna go down, yep. Malcolm finishes with the second Averill in a row. Mr. C hits the first one, Malcolm finishes with the second one. Mr. C is with shooting Averills from the top of the mountain. Trying to shock being out, that's just how to do it. Mr. C just shot the matter, he shot like five straight shock rifles, didn't hit any of them. He just saw a Sky player just walking right next to a Manta wreckage. He just decides to shoot the Manta wreckage, and the Manta wreckage does the job for him. Sky player dead, just as he should be, from the Mr. C point of view. Currently, Skin is again boosting up the primary. They're gonna get it up. Yep, the core is vulnerable again. Malcolm is trying to get rid of Hitman. He does with a beautiful shock combo. Malcolm with a killing spree. Well, I'm Averill there in the face of Guru. Guru is down to 85 health still. Link Blade is trying to shoot the Link primary against the node. Guru is trying to get him killed. Link Blade shooting shock combos there. Quick rush to the core by Skin, but the node is down again. 47 health left in the Sky core, so Sky doing a pretty good job considering the Torlan is one of the most difficult maps of all to do a successful comeback. But still, they're doing an excellent job in trying to defend their positions, even though that's not going to do any good, because they have to get the primary up and get the center node down, get the center node up, and then take the skin primary down. If they fail to do that, then they might as well can lose the whole map, because unless a miracle happens, you can't get a comeback in Torland by shooting down both nodes. And against a team such as strong as Skin, I would say that comeback in Torland is nothing less than a miracle. But still, Sky is giving a hell of a fight. 2 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in the round, and we get into yet another overtime. Hitman boosting up the primary. Guru against Link Blade with Shock Duel. Link Blade gets the best of him. Two guys of Sky linking the primary. While Malcolm with an amped link gun. Malcolm with the amp. Malcolm with the shock primary and link gun shoots the primary down from a long range. He has an amp, ladies and gentlemen. He's approaching the node with an amp, shock primary, with an amp, shock primary. Malcolm clears the node. Now we have Sky player on top of the hill. Mr. C gets him out with the twin beams. Beautiful twin beam shot by Mr. C. He's camping alongside the palm tree. Hitman tries to take the the beautiful Torland onslaught bug. Hitman shoots three straight tank shells to the primary node hat. Guess what? Zero damage. But that's just something that people that want to play Torland have to get used to. That's the bug in Torland. Straight tank shells to the node hat and no damage done. So the map looks like it's gonna go to overtime. 1 minute 15 seconds left in the clock. The primary is being constructed by Skin, but it doesn't look like it's gonna go up. Toyfeld is there. He tries to clear up the node, but no, because Guru and Mr. C are again doing a nice teamwork. Guru just bouncing off, dodging shots, and Mr. C taking free ones from the top of the hill. Tank approaching the primary. Mr. C immediately with the Averils. Double Averils coming, the tank is down. Yep. Sky tank is down, Sky gets the node under construction, but it's gonna go down thanks to... Nope. It's not gonna go down thanks to shock primaries, because they managed to put a link on it. Still, Mr. C is on top of the hill, just shooting Averils, shocks, lightning guns, Averils, shocks, lightning guns, all over the place, just trying to do his best from keeping the node up and trying... Finally, Toyfeld with a shock primary takes out Mr. C from the palm tree. Lots of fighting going on. The node is neutralized again. Skin is in very much control of the map. This map is over for Sky Team. Yep. 2-1 and overtime. Overtime is commencing. So Core is training very, very fast for Sky Team, and since Sky has no nodes standing whatsoever and Skin has 4 nodes standing, this map is over. 99 against 39, 38, 37, 36. So the Core is training 4 units against 1 unit of Skin Core, so this is gonna be over. 32 health against 97 health. No chance of a comeback anymore for Sky Team. Even if they manage to get the primary up, they sure as hell don't have enough time to shoot down the core. So, Skin takes 4-2 lead in the grand final of the 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup. Skin has a very strong hold of the grand prize of 250 euros. 175 euros left for Skin, unless Skin can win three straight maps. So they have to win one round of Torland, they have to win one round of... what round was it? They had Torland, Conclave and Crossfire twice, so the last round will be... They have to win one round of Conclave and one round of Torland, and then they yet have to win the decider, which will be decided by a drop-down system in IRC if that's needed. But this is over. 92 health left in Skin Core, 4-3-2 left in Sky Core, and this is over. I would suspect Mr. C to have the best kill death ratio in this round. Very good game. Except Torland is a bit boring if the enemy gets the core primary down in minute and 25 seconds. The rest of the round is pretty boring, but yet a good game. Sky gave a hell of a fight here. Yep, Guru has clearly has the best kill death ratio, 29-13. So strong round from Mr. C there. We're moving to a second round of Torland here. Unless Sky decides to play the Conclave round first. Don't know whose turn it is to pick the map, but if I were Sky, I would sure as hell don't play the Torland second round right after the first round, which was totally controlled by a skin team right from the start. But I'm not playing here, so let them to decide what to do. Just trying to negotiate here. Yep, it looks like they are gonna play the Torland second round indeed. Whew. Yeah, Gasher. Be glad that you don't have to shoutcast. I love shoutcasting, but my throat is gonna sure as hell kill me tomorrow morning. Thank goodness we're not seeing any more headshots, so I don't have a chance of hurting my throat even more. Yeah, thanks, man. So, currently just getting ready for round 7, second round of Torland. Skin leading 4-2. This is Privateer shoutcasting 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup Grand Final. Skin versus Sky. Skin is in the lead 4-2. So to win the game, Sky is gonna have to win Torland. They're gonna have to win Conclave, and they're gonna have to win a decider, which will be selected via drop down. Currently waiting for everyone to click ready. Half of the players are ready. UTV is ready. If you wanna have a UTV experience in the same time, just visit ut2k4.ons in QuakeNet and ask for IP. So, €250 up for grabs, whoever wins this match, €175 for the team that finishes second, and also can't remember how many tickets anymore, but lottery tickets worth of €25 each will be handed out after the final. So everyone who participated in the cup and played fair and no cheating and stuff games will be participating in the lottery. Meanwhile, round 7 of the grand final is underway. Skin leading 4-2. Sky is gonna have to pull off much better start in Torland round number 2 than they did in the last round of Torland. Last round, Skin had the Sky primary down in minute and 25 seconds. Let's see how it's gonna happen this time. Teufeld is again trying to camp out the amp. Again, he's gonna have to deal with Mr. C in a Raptor. Will it be another crash for Mr. C? No, not this time. Mr. C doesn't get the Raptor. No, Mr. C gets the amp though. Mr. C kills Teufeld. Mr. C dodges right on top of the amp, rise as it's gonna get spawned. Just looked like that Mr. C knew. Just looked like while fighting, Mr. C watched the game clock and knew when the amp is gonna pop up. Linkblade dodges the amped air-to-air missile this time. Get rid of the man, so you idiot. It's he has the amp. Linkblade has the center node initially. Meanwhile, Sky loses the corner again. Sky corners down again. The center node is currently being boosted up by Sky team, but it's down. Guru and Mr. C and all the three skin players are at the center node. Wow, double kill. Linkblade doing an awesome job. Double kill at the center node. Two out of three skin players are dead. Now Mr. C is dead. The entire skin team dies in the canyon. Meanwhile, Sky gets up the corner. Sky has the initiative to attack the Guru. The Skin Corner Node. Skin Corner Node is under heavy attack. Skin Corner Node is gonna drop, ladies and gentlemen. This is a strong performance from Sky Team. This time, Sky gets the Corner Node down. Yep. This is indeed strong performance from Sky Team. It looked bad. It looked bad at the start. Skin controlled of the Sky Corner Node, but since Link Blade did an awesome job clearing up all the three Skin players in the center node, Skin was in big trouble. Malcolm is in the center. Malcolm picks the amp. Malcolm gets the center node under construction. Malcolm with the amp boosting up the center node. Meanwhile, one of the Sky boosting up the primary. The corner node. Corner node is up. Corner node is up. Sky is attacking the Skin corner node. The Skin primary node. Skin primary is under heavy attack. Skin primary is gonna go down, it seems. Oh, meanwhile, Skin has the center node up. So both primaries are under attack. This is an awesome job, ladies and gentlemen. Who's gonna beat this one? Sky got the Skin primary down. Sky beats the race. Unbelievable shit. Whew. Both teams get one route up in the very same second. Only that Sky had two Mantis charging the primary, while Skin had to spawn on top of the middle node to get a vehicle and then attack the primary. So Skin fails to come back this time. Skin fails to pull down the Sky primary this time. Meanwhile, Skin gets the primary back down, but Sky has boosted up the center. Missed fire shot by Guru. Guru misses the top of the hat and the primary is under threat again. The center node is gonna obviously fall. Guru is shooting it with a tank. Let's see if it's gonna shoot enough. Link Blade takes out the corner is down by Link Blade. Guru clears out the center. The amp is available at the center. Let's see who's gonna pick the amp. Guru is there. Guru tries to run off. No, he's not gonna run off. Two-headed Manta approaching the center node. Toyfell and Hitman. Toyfell is going to pick the amp. Watch out, guys. There's a tank coming. Meanwhile, Link Blade is still doing an awesome job. This is the best Link Blade we've seen in the entire match. The Link Blade is on fire. He did an awesome job in the crossfire round one, but this is awesome. No, sorry, round two, where he held off three Skin players for a minute. This time, he managed to clear off two out of three Skin players in the very same second. Now, Skin is showing some bit of a comeback here. Skin has a short control of the center node. Link Blade gets rid of Malcolm in the center node with the Manta. Now he has to deal with Guru. Guru is guarding with a tank behind the corner. Don't try to touch the center node while the tank is alive. Now finally, Link Blade gets out Guru's tank. Malcolm clears out the primary. Corner node. Link Blade clears out and kills Malcolm. Center node is neutral. Both corner nodes are up. Let's see who's going to attack what corner. Sky corner node is under heavy attack. So Sky corner node is going to fall. Nobody is attacking the skin corner node. Guru is going to take the corner node down. Woo! Just dodges the Hitman. Prevents the Hitman from running him with a Manta. Sky will lose the corner, but meanwhile Sky has the primary up. Sky has primary fully boosted up. The center node is fully boosted up. Sky has a chance to go for the primary. What's gonna happen here? We have Toyfeld against Malcolm with an amp. Malcolm has the amp. Hitman is there with a Manta. The primary is dead. The center node is dead, and Sky corner node is not gonna go up. Mr. C is there with a Raptor. Nobody is boosting it, so it's a lost cause. Teufel gets rid of Guru. Hitman gets the center node up again. Now, guys, you have two Mantas. Sky, do a quick assault. You have three Mantas. Get a quick assault to the primary. Not having none of it. Malcolm gets rid of them for one Manta. Get out of the Manta. Yep, Hitman is getting out of the Manta. He gets eliminated as well. So the primary is gonna fall again. This looks bad for Sky. If Sky doesn't have the corner nodes, Skin neutralizes the center node. Malcolm gets rid of beautiful Averil and Toyfeld. Skin is in control of the center node. It looked like Sky is gonna pull off an impressive round here, but it looks bad. It looks very bad for Sky. It's sort of a neutral situation, but they don't have the corner up. Corner's up to 50% health, and Mr. C is there with a Raptor. Sky corner will be lost in space. Meanwhile, the center node is strongly going up for Skin Team. Guru's on a killing spree. Guru gets rid of Teufel with an Averill, and the node is not up because we have a tank from Hitman. Hitman shoots the node to prevent it from getting up. Again, node to the direct shot to the hat. Tank is dead. Guru takes out the tank, and Malcolm has the link gun in his hand, shafts out the node, and node is up. Guru has a chance to go to the primary. Primary is already under attack. Link Blade, sit in the turret, you idiot. You have... Ah! And Skin takes out Sky Primary. This time it took full 7 minutes. Sky manages to pull down Skin Primary, but since they didn't have the full control of the field, Skin did exactly what they're supposed to be. Quick boost and quick elimination to the Link, and build your offense again. So Skin looks like they're going to win this match, 5-2. If they win this round, it's all over, 5-2. We'll see if they're going to play the rest of the rounds just for fun, but officially it's going to be over. Currently Skin has all the nodes in their hands, except the primary. Sky Primary is the only node neutral. All the other nodes are up for Skin Team. Skin is just using two guys to whore off the primary, just as they were supposed to do. 4 minutes until the overtime, and if the overtime starts with this kind of node situation, the round is going in favor of Skin, and Skin will be the champion of the 3-on-3 Onslaught hosted cup. Currently Skin is just neutralizing the primary. Teufel is there, Teufel disagrees me. Shock Rifle's down. Mr. C, now he has to deal with... Shock Rifle's out Guru, and now he has Mr. C on top of the mountain. Mr. C gets best of him. Malcolm is there with the amp. Amped Averill's going all over the place. Link Blade's Raptor goes down because he has no freaking idea that Malcolm has the amp. Amped Averill takes out Link Blade's Raptor. Heavy harassing going on in the on the mountain from Skin's behalf. Prevents any vehicle from getting to the node very effectively. The Sky Primary is up. Skin is attacking Sky Core. Malcolm is shooting the core. He's accompanied by Mr. C. Two Mantas shooting down the core. 61 health left in the core of Sky Team. Looks very, very bad for Sky Team. 2 minutes 45 seconds until the overtime, and this map is over. And the match is over. Unless Sky can pull off something miraculous here. This is gonna go in favor of Sky. Sorry, in favor of Skin. Wow, 3 players of Skin boosting up the primary. This is the end of the match, it seems. The primary is up. Wow! Just as Malcolm was trying to use a damaged Manta to attack the core, Linkblade was there with an Averill, counter Averill, when they just blast him off into the sky, just as he was trying to bounce over the mountain. Hitman and Linkblade alive at the primary, but they can't get it up because they have Skin has all the 3 players spawning to the center and just whoring off with Shock. Sky is doing whatever they can to keep the node up. They have 2 guys linking it up, but they are facing 3 guys. 2 guys with Link Gun and 1 with Shock Primary, and the node is down again. Even though Sky is showing a hell of a performance, Skin is just totally overpowered in Torlan. Skin is just totally humiliating whoever they're facing in Torlan. I don't know what the hell causes that. Just the same situation for XSF, where I played, we had the same routine except the opposite way. We just lost to every single fucking round of Torlan we played, and I don't know why the hell that was. No matter what we tried, we always lost, and this time Skin is, whatever they do, they win. So, currently the primary is neutral again. Score sheet is showing pretty dominant performance from Skin Team. Skin's lowest scorer has more points than Sky top scorer. Mr. C is the lowest scorer with 44 points. Linkblade with 42 is the top scorer of Sky Team. Kill death ratios. Let's see. Let's have a quick peek. Gasher and me are having 0-0. We suck ass. Guru with 20-10. Mr. C 15-10. Linkblade doing a pretty good job considering they're underdogs in the map. He has a positive kill death ratio of 18-13. Awesome job from Linkblade. Toyfeld with a disastrous round, 9-20. So minus 11, just as Hitman, 6-17. So Linkblade clearly the man to watch here. I would name Linkblade the man of the round at least, if not man of the match. He has done some unbelievable shit. In Crossfire round number 2, he kept away 1 whole minute against 3 skin players, managed to kill all of them finally and win the round for Sky Team. Then in the Conclave Canyon, in the first round of Toland, or the second round of Toland, in the center node, he managed to he was facing against 3 skin players and he managed to make a double kill and cause Mr. C to run, only to be killed by Toyfeld in the end. So very, very strong performance from Linkblade. I would name him the man of the match without a doubt. I mean, even though Skin is beating the hell out of Sky at the moment, Skin is clearly just stronger as a team, but Linkblade is just as a personal performance is showing some unbelievable stuff. Meanwhile, Skin is trying to finish this map with a attack to the core. Malcolm against Hitman in the primary. And yep, overtime is started. Ladies and gentlemen, the overtime is started and this match is going to be won by Skin Team. Guru, Malcolm and Mr. C, Vulture and who was the other guy? Malcolm, Vulture, Guru, Mr. C and come on guys. Gasher, who was it? Come on, give it to me. Who was the last Skin player? Malcolm, Vulture, Guru, Mr. C, and God damn it. Well, anyway, they are gonna win the €250 grand prize. Ladies and gentlemen, the match is over. Skin beats Sky 5-2. Awesome final. And even though I have to say that the bronze medal match was, without a doubt, the most thrilling game of the entire cup. I don't want to take anything away from the two final teams. The finalists both did a hell of a performance here. A very exciting match. And the close matches, close rounds, and lots of individual performances, killing sprees and stuff, headshots even. But still, I have to say the bronze match was a thriller compared to this one. But yet, Skin is the champion. Skin is the champion of the 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup Grand Final, and they are naturally the winners of the entire cup. Skin takes the number 2 spot and win €175. Fat is the bronze medalist. They beat Lieb in the bronze medal match 5 against 4. All players said GG, and yep, all players said GG. UTV guys at GG, I missed that because I was talking too much. All the players disconnected, so that's what I'm gonna do. So currently we have peak of 34 listeners, 29 at the moment, so thank you very much for all the listeners. This was Privateer Shoutcasting. Whew! Congratulations for Skin. Skin is the champion of the 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup. Sky takes number 2 spot, Fat takes number 3, Lieb as number 4 spot. And exactly right, Rudai, Ons is fucking not dead. That's exactly right. So, this was Privateer Shoutcasting, the very last match of the cup. Thank you very much for all the listeners, thank you for the guys on UTV, thanks for all the admins, supervisors and stuff for giving us this great cup. Was glad to catch this one. This was a 1 hour and 19 minutes, so way shorter than the 3-hour thriller of the bronze medal match. Still excellent game. Well played Skin, well played Sky. Skin was clearly the better side in this match. But I'm just gonna just gonna continue playing some music in here for like the next 20-30 minutes, so if anyone's up for listening and suggesting songs, I'm here. Apophis, from my behalf, you can stop recording this. So this is Privateer saying thank you very much for all the listeners, and can't wait for UT3. While waiting, let's have some fun mixed team 3-on-3 onslaught action just for fun of it, right? So bye for now, and can't wait to get to Shoutcast for more. Bye bye.